This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the Abe TL Show. Taking you till 1 o'clock, and the pregame show for Atlanta United, the Five Stripes Countdown, will continue from there. But we're going to start the pregame a little bit early here, and we're going to head out to, if not Bank of America Stadium, probably pretty close to Bank of America Stadium, to chat with Will Pelagic, the voice of Charlotte FC. Willie P joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Of course, he'll be calling the action there in the Queen City. Willie P, first off, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Abe. I would say Happy New Year, I guess, as well, with the soccer season starting here. Week number two, our home opener here on this first day of March. It is a sparklingly beautiful day here in the Queen City. Temperature in the high 60s. A little bit of wind, but not too much. It should be, honestly, the best weather we've had for a home opener since our inaugural game, and that one was pretty good, too.
And I know that's going to bring in the crowds. Obviously, Atlanta United, the rivalry is going to bring in the crowds. I'm hearing, what, 45, maybe 50,000 out there today?
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'd say 50-55. I think a lot of people also, we might get a nice significant walk-up with the news that that Wilfred Zaha basically is back in town as of Thursday, got back right around 2:30 Thursday, and went right to a training session, trained yesterday, looked pretty good. I think people very much anticipating that he's going to make his debut, so that might even push it up further to 50, 55, maybe even close to 60 again, just to kind of once again give us a little bit of a leg up here when it comes to the people in the building, especially with the upper deck open.
So let's get a little more specific into Wilfried Zaha. And obviously it came as a little surprise, I think, to a lot of us that he was unavailable for the opener. And I didn't look that deeply into it. I just saw personal reasons, and we'll wait and see what comes out. Obviously understandable, away for the birth of his daughter. Now he is back, though. But the question of availability and role are two separate things. What are you envisioning today? Is this a guy that is out on the field as part of the starting 11, or is it more likely that he comes on the field at some point in the second half?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned about his absence and the personal reasons. You know, he actually kind of let it slip Tuesday before last week against Seattle that, yeah, my wife is due pretty soon. I don't think any of us knew exactly how soon, but he flew back basically Saturday, and she was induced later on in the week and had the baby born on Wednesday, and he literally hopped a flight. There's three inbound flights that come from London to Charlotte direct, and he flew on the middle one, so he got in about 2:30. He hasn't been away from the club for a very, very long time. He maybe was out for basically a week, but they have a program where they get these guys to at least keep training when they're not here, particularly for things like international duty or particularly when they have to go away and get themselves visa work. That's happened in the last couple of years with Charlotte FC with some late signings where they've had to get visas and they've had to either miss games or miss training time. He was, at least in his mind, when we talked to him last Tuesday, 90 minutes fit. I feel like it's something where, you know, Dean Smith will probably keep it very, very close to the vest. I don't know the lineup 100% true, but I think it's one of those things where if Wilf Zaha wants to start, he's going to start. And I think that's something when you're a player of that nature and just knowing what little we do about him and the limited interaction we've had with him, he's somebody who is at equal parts humble but equal parts determined. He's an entertainer. He's a showman. I feel like he might talk his way into the starting lineup tonight if, in fact, he feels able enough to do so.
It's Will Pelagic, Willie P, as we know and love him here. Voice of Charlotte FC joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Zaha's not alone up top. You have the return of Patrick Agyeman. And one of the kind of off-season decisions a little bit that was made very declaratively from Charlotte FC is this is our guy. We are not selling him. What do you think went into the decision not to sell him? And then just how important is this guy? This is a guy that is really jumped onto the scene, not just in the MLS, but in the United States men's national team as well.
Well, I also know that, you know, some of those offers maybe were maybe in the kind of introductory phase from the EFL Championship. And, you know, when it comes to Patrick Agyeman, they definitely feel like there's another level that he can get to this year to where he can attract even bigger clubs. And that's obviously not the main thing. They feel like that other level is going to get them the opportunity to hoist some silverware. So that's the main thing, is that they feel like, you know, while he had a very good last year and I think very much a budding year, and you think also what he did at the U.S. men's national team with 2 goals in 2 games, that very much put him on an international stage. Fact of the matter remains, they feel like they can still get more out of Patrick Agyeman. And last year kind of felt like there was a moment in time where after Karol Świderski got back, he kind of had a bout of a lack of confidence. And so I think they want to give him a full run and full runway as the man, as the guy, without any, you know, DP pressure around him. They are going to still try to maybe get a backup striker, either in the domestic market or something else. So potentially they have one U22 slot to be able to utilize as well. So it is something where if you look at the way that they've constructed their roster, they've built around Patrick Agyeman. They brought back Pep Biel on a non-DP deal. They brought in Wilfried Zaha. They have Leo Labata on his other flank. This is all set up to help him ascend. And I think that part of that is their belief in him, but part of that is also that when you look at the teams that Dean Smith has had, he has had target man strikers of the profile of a guy like Patrick Agyeman. So I think it definitely fits what Dean wants to do. It allows them to play direct when they want to, but it also allows him, you know, to go up against center backs 1v1. And if I'm going up against a center back 1v1 and my name is Patrick Agyeman, I don't lose many.
And that kind of leads me into the next question here, Will, is that in the back you got Christian Kolina, right, a reigning MLS goalie of the year. You've got Tim Ream as well. And this was a Charlotte team a year ago that was incredibly stingy on the defensive mm-hmm. side of the ball. But you add Zaha, you make sure Agyeman has everything in his toolkit to be as best as possible. Is this maybe kind of a changing of how this team can win games? It felt like last year, for the most part, this was a team that would extend defensively and do what they could on offense. I don't know if it feels that way right now.
Well, they definitely knew last year, and Dean Smith made it abundantly clear that he, when evaluating the roster, knew that this team needed to be very, very tough to beat with where the strength was defensively, and that goal scoring might have to be done in a more creative fashion. And I think they identified in the offseason, look, if we're going to be the kind of team that competes and contends for trophies, we can't be winning too many games 1-0. We need to be able to get offensive creativity. They created a lot of chances a year ago. It's just they didn't convert them. They didn't have that extra technical ability. Getting a guy like Zaha brings that extra little bit of gold dust, as Dean Smith calls it, the guy who can, you know, turn a match on its head when you need a little bit of special magic. And also just the fact that they want to be a more ball progression style team this year than they were a year ago. They were last in the league a year ago in possession at 44%. But even Dean said this week when I asked him pointedly, you know, how hard is it to change that? He says, we don't want to be a team that holds possession for possession's sake. We want to be intentional with our possession. So if a game is going to the level of where a team is just kicking around its center backs, you know, we'll let them do it. And we'll play on the counter and prey on their mistakes. But if we feel a match that allows us to enjoy our possession and dictate the terms and be the one who's creating the domination of chances, then we'll do that as well. I think the biggest thing for them is they want to be variable. They want to be able to beat teams in different ways. They don't want to just sit back and bunker and hope for mistakes. They want to be a team that dictates the terms as well.
The voice of Charlotte FC, Willie P, joining us here today on the Abe TL Show. Look, I don't mean this question to be asked disrespectfully, but it's how I wrote it up, and I think you'll be able to recover from it. But it's almost a compliment at the end of it. But what does it say for Charlotte to go out to Seattle last week, in my opinion, be largely outplayed, and then still find that result?
I mean, it's not disrespectful. We said it ourselves. That was probably the worst that Charlotte FC had looked under Dean Smith. And they still come out with a draw. And I think that's something, and not just with a comeback draw, but with the equalizing goal being nothing more than an utter gift from a very good center back in his own right, Neymar. But he basically put a striker's finish past his own goalkeeper on a centering pass from Adan Toklamati. So it's not as if Charlotte FC don't feel fortunate coming out of that match a week ago. But it does speak to what happens a lot of times with good teams. You know, we don't always have the benefit when you look at the end of the year and see who has success and who doesn't of going back and seeing every individual match and things of that nature. That could be a match that we look back at the beginning of the year and say, hey, this could have gotten Charlotte FC up over the edge and into the top four. Or if it's a situation where Seattle's sitting there and trying to do the same thing, you know, that could be 2 points drop that keeps them away from the top four. I'm not saying that either of those things 100% will happen, but the mark of good teams is to be able to grind out results when you're not playing well, and independent of the negative feelings that came about from the way they looked a week ago, was the fact that, hey, at the end of the day, it counts for one, and it's honestly something that we haven't seen from this organization in previous years, the ability to do that. 2 years ago, they dropped more points from winning positions than any team in Major League Soccer. So I certainly prefer them to play well and to win, but grinding out results is also something that can't be overlooked and unappreciated.
A couple more questions here with Will Pelagic, voice of Charlotte FC. And Willie P., you've been on both sides of this matchup before. I remember a day years ago where you were wearing an Atlanta United kit about to head into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And this was before Charlotte FC was even a thing. And you've seen this rivalry grow a little bit from both cities. And obviously there was a time where Orlando City was the rival for Atlanta United. There was a time where you looked at the two New York teams and say, man, they give you real problems. That's kind of a rival. But for my money, this is the rivalry. And I think this rivalry took a significant step forward a year ago, over the course of last season. I think a lot of that has to do with the legitimacy of Charlotte FC and a top five finish and a playoff position and just how big of a threat Charlotte FC has now become. This rivalry took another notch up. It feels legitimate now.
Well, rivalries, as you know, it can be born in different ways. A lot of times it happens just organically with the way that certain teams play you. A lot of times if there's a prominent game or a prominent series play between two teams, that can develop a rivalry. I know that Charlotte FC fans in particular, you mentioned Orlando, they're high on our list now as well after the disappointment from last year and maybe the aggrievement that resulted from the way that final playoff loss took place. But also proximity lends it to it as well. And I think some fans that I've talked to, they don't like maybe the artificial nature. This does feel like it's something that maybe got forced by the league a little bit at the beginning. I know a lot of Charlotte FC fans who were, you know, previously Atlanta United fans and obviously people who live in both cities who are fans of the other team. So that obviously turns things up a little bit. But at the same point in time, you do have to understand that as they play more games and as this game becomes more important to each fan base, you are going to see that develop and trickle down to the players. I think also a big part of why this matchup has become a very prominent one is the ability of both teams to win away from home. The last four games between these two teams have been won by the road team. And major travel from both supporters groups has been a big part of that as well. So I think that definitely juices up the rivalry as much as it possibly does, as much as the games do. But yeah, like you said, this is one that both sides really want to win. I wouldn't call it a vicious rivalry. I'd call it more of a brotherly rivalry. And I think also any hostile feelings are softened by the fact that, you know, we will once again remember Anton Walks again, who we lost so tragically 2 years ago in January. So there's a lot of connective tissue between these two clubs, and it definitely is a rivalry. But I think it's one where both teams want to win, but there's also a lot of respect on both sides.
Man, for any Atlanta United fans who might be listening on the Odyssey app in the parking lot or tailgate area for Bank of America Stadium, that is a moment of silence in the fifth minute for Anton Walks, coordinated by...
No, actually, they're going to be clapping. They're going to be clapping. It's just not a moment of silence. They'll be clapping. They'll be standing and clapping for Anton, actually.
So the exact opposite. There you go. Final question here, Willie P., and I know last week you were preparing, obviously, for your West Coast call of that late draw against Seattle, but any thoughts or observations for Atlanta United in their match day one victory against CF Montreal?
You can see why they spent the money. That's certainly the first thing I'd look at. Emmanuel Latte-Lott certainly looks like a very threatening guy, and I also think, you know, having Miguel Almiron back there on the right wing feels right, you know, in an Atlanta uniform, and obviously that front three is as menacing as any in Major League Soccer. The concern where I would look at from the Atlanta side is obviously at the back line, and more so, you know, in particular this week than necessarily globally, just because of the fact that you're down three outside defenders, including one who's a very, very key part of the build-up in Brooks Lennon. You might have to start somebody out of position today with the injury to Ronald Hernandez as well. So that part is somewhat concerning. I know that it looks like they probably were going to get Derek Williams back, so that's at least a boost for Atlanta United, although he did have an own goal against Charlotte FC a year ago. So I do think that this game has goals in it, Abe, particularly because you have two front lines who are very ambitious. I think you're going to see a lot of back and forth. Dean Smith calls it somewhat basketballish. This is the most transitional league in all of world soccer, and I think you're going to see that showcased on a world spectacle stage here today.
Will Pelagic, voice of Charlotte FC. Thanks for joining me here, man. Have a great call, and always nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Abe, as always. Appreciate you.
All right, there you go. Willie P getting ready, and kickoff's not that far away. It is the match that kicks off match day two here in the MLS. And it is going to be nationally televised on Fox. So the rivalry gets the you guys got to watch this treatment.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.